This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I am in Ísafjörður in the Westfjords, and I've stumbled across a gallery in the heart of the town, which has lots of different artworks for sale from, I think, 15 different women, 15 yes. different female artists. The voice you can hear is Arni. Hello.
Hi, hello.
The shop space that we're in is called Lítla Netagathering. As I say, just happened to be wandering past and thought I would take a look. And what a riot of colour, firstly. There's so many different colours here, aren't there?
Yeah, a lot of things, as you can see, different things.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of cups, I noticed, that have been made from clay.
Yes.
Candle holders.
Yeah. Candle holders. Yes.
There are handbags and various other items as well, various other arts and crafts and shawls and all sorts of things. And you've just pulled down a glove.
Yeah, made from seal.
Sealskin?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a set of sealskin gloves and a hat once that I took to Greenland.
Yes.
It was the warmest thing ever. Very, very comfortable.
The one who made this one, she used to live in Greenland.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so she knows what she's doing.
Yes.
So there are 15 different artists and craftswomen behind all of this. How did you all sort of find each other?
We all have the same place where we have our work gallery. It's an old abandoned kind of factory here in town, and they have like stopped the business. So there's one woman who had this idea that we have to use this big house for something. So she rented it, and you can rent a place there to do your thing.
Yes.
Like we have all kinds of people. We have architects, we have the women who is making all this craft, sitting down and knitting, painting, on and on. Yes. And we are 15 women that have this, our space there. And they, I did just come because we are all selling our things maybe.
Yes.
So,
well, when I came in today, actually, you were, as well as looking after the shop, you were knitting yourself, weren't you?
Yes, yes.
What's the current what's the current project? What are you making?
I am making this one here.
It's a shawl, is it?
It's a sweater.
It's going to be a jumper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is for your shirt.
Okay, okay.
And I do this one here also. Baby blanket, or what you call it. This is all Icelandic wool. I only make things from Icelandic wool.
How long does it take to make one of these?
If I sit and just do this, 4 or 5 evenings.
Okay, as fast as that.
Yes.
Okay.
But I like take 2-3 hours.
Because when I see someone knitting, I just don't know how to do it. No. My brain doesn't understand.
But this is crocheting.
That's crocheting.
Yes.
What's the difference?
One needle, two needle.
Oh, is it okay? Is
that, in a way.
Is that how it works? Okay. Yes. You've got lopapeisa here as well, the woolen jumpers.
Yes.
And these are authentic, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, all the...
All designed here, made here, knitted here?
Yeah.
So, do you take it in turns then to look after the shop with your other artists?
We just take shifts, all of our. Mm-hmm. Work for free, in a way.
Yes.
And we just started in November.
Okay.
And then we had this, should we do it or should we not do it? And I think it was 3 weeks later we had did it.
Yeah.
So.
And you're in a good location here, not too far from where the cruise ships come in.
Absolutely. We are the first one, actually, when they come to the town.
Yes.
So that's us. I mean, that was wonderful. I mean, having a place like this in so small town. But we have been very happy and glad with because people here in town also come.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's very...
So there is support then from the community.
Very, very. Yes. And people come. So.
What's it like when the cruise ships are here then? I heard there were going to be over 200 coming this year.
Yes. Sometimes we have cruise ships with just 150 passengers, and sometimes we have like 3,000 or 4,000 or something. And we just think that's fun.
Yeah,
we like it. I mean, it's a lot of people in town, and
And also as well, there are people who will want to come and have a genuine reminder of Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
So not a plastic puffin.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that is like, I have noticed when people come here in and they find out, oh my God, this is like store like this. And are you all from here? And they think that's amazing. And people buy things.
Yes.
Because they like the idea that like this is made from this area. So and we also have people coming looking for the puffins.
Do you have any knitted puffins maybe or clay puffins?
Knitted, but we used to have one from with this glass.
Like a stained glass. Yeah, puffin, that's, okay.
That's gone. We have whale cups over there.
Yes.
And
so this project then, or this shop, I think you said, it's in its first year, November of last year.
Yes. So we had the Christmas for the locals, and that was a great success.
Yeah. And so are there plans to keep this going or to expand?
It's the plan to just keep this going and see how the summer goes. We have like the longer opening hours in the summer. In the winter time, we just had like 3 hours in a day or something like that. So we're just trying to find out how the opening will be. But so far, we have open every day from 10 to 5. And people come every day from 10 to 5.
Well, I'm really glad that people are finding it in the same way that I did.
That's and we
really
also awesome. Have... if you can read it in Icelandic.
Kleina, donut. Donuts for sale.
The Icelandic one, the Icelandic Kleina. You heard about that.
The twisted donuts, yes.
And we have also a dry fish.
Hartfiskur, yeah. So,
and that's local also.
Is it? Okay. Yes. Well, the Kleina, I think everyone who tries it is going to love it for the first time. The Hartfiskur, the dried fish, it's not for everyone, is it?
No, not for me.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I used to eat it when I was a child, but not anymore.
Okay, but people that come from the cruise ships or tourists?
Yeah, they want to try it when they find out that we have it. And a lot of people know what it is. They know they are in Iceland and you can get dry fish.
Yes. Well, this is a really lovely, cozy space to be in with some wonderful items to buy. And if any other artists are listening or maybe moving to Ísafjörður, would you want them to approach you?
We have, like, when we started this, it was less like you... We thought about it like because we are all together in this workplace, but we have like there are people asking, can I be a part of this? And we have like changed it to you can. You just have to apply to be there in their company and on. So So I will recommend it. We have a great great work office in Netagerðin. We call that that's the name of the big house I'm talking about, Netagerðin. And this shop we called Small Netagerðin.
Litla.
Netagerðin.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out today. And good luck and here's to another successful year. Many more.
Thank you.
It's Roof English Radio. My name is Darren Adam and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.